Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Pauline Dawson, who is a registered early childhood educator at the Early On Child and Family Center here in Wawa. So first of all, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you.
So we've got an interesting event, or rather you've got a very interesting event coming up this weekend. I know it is called How Am I Growing? Gives a bit of an idea about what it's about, but could you explain this event?
Yeah, of course. So this Saturday, which is October 21st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we have our How Am I Growing event. Short form, we call it the HAG, and it's for parents with children from 0 to 6 years of age. And you and your child will visit with early learning professionals, as well as other healthcare providers and developmental specialists and we're going to talk about your child's development and nutrition, oral health, parenting, safety, and more. There's no appointment necessary. You just come between the hours of 11 a.m. and 2, drop in, and we have some swag for our families. There's something for everybody to learn. I know a lot of parents are like, well, my child's already in school. They really don't. I think they're fine. Not necessarily. So we encourage you to drop in at 0 to 6 years of age, even if they are 6 years, come on in. And if you have any questions or concerns about your child's development, then this is the opportunity for you to ask those questions and get the answers that you're seeking. In our district alone, children who are seeking additional supports and help or assessments, the backlog is tremendous. This is your opportunity right here in our little community to come on in, and we're going to be using resources such as the Look-See Checklist, which is something that was referred to in the day as like the Nipissing Screening Tool. And what it is a developmental checklist for children, and it goes according to age, like 0 to 3 months. And it just asks what your child should be able to do at that age, like physically and socially and emotionally, with language skills, that kind of thing, and other documentation that you might be able to watch and see how your child grows. So we want you to be able to come and, you know, oh, I find like my infant's not rolling over and they're 3 months old. Shouldn't they be rolling over? But if we take a look at the developmental checklists and guidelines, they state that not necessarily. They have until perhaps maybe the 5 to 6 months time stamp, and they have that opportunity to go. So it's not too late, or they're not behind just yet. They're working on those skills at present, kind of thing. Or your five-year-old isn't speaking well, kind of thing. So there's your opportunity to talk about language skills and communication and that kind of thing. Or maybe there's some behavioral issues that you're noticing in your child. Again, this event is the opportunity to talk with somebody who can understand, can relate, and can like perhaps give you the guidance you need to seek further assistance and support for your child.
So I'm almost imagining just people coming in, lining up, and then going and seeing one person about one item and then moving to the next, just going through almost conveyor belt style, but I'm guessing it's not quite that.
We hope to make it a little more friendlier than that. That sounds kind of clinical. And actually, the event's taking place up at our very own child care center at 41 Algoma Superior Children's Center. So a lot of people are familiar with that as well. And if you're not, there's your opportunity to come have a look, what's going on there, what it looks like, kind of thing. There's plenty of parking up there, and when you come in, you're going to be greeted at the door by either Marilyn and myself, and then you will go through the daycare center and go to different little stations. And there's no particular station order. You just go through the stations, and we have the professionals here with the information to provide to the family.
Makes sense. And I know a number of different organizations are involved in some way.
Yeah, actually, we have on board this year, we're fortunate to have Thrive with us. We have somebody who's a dental hygienist, so we're talking about children's teeth. We have people from the Algoma Public Health Unit, Superior Children's Center, our center. We did hope to have the police on board. However, there is a million-person march that is taking place on the same day in Sault Ste. Marie, so they've been called out to that. So that's important as well. But we will offer the service about child ID kits at a later date.
All right, fair enough. Anything else you want to make sure people know about this event coming up Saturday?
So not only parents and their children can come, but if you're a caregiver or home child care provider, if you happen to be grandparents, that kind of thing, or professionals who just want to learn more, you are more than welcome to attend.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Once again, that's Pauline Dawson, registered early childhood educator with the Early On Child and Family Center here in Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.